Honorable Florina wants to today. I'm sure we'll have to do that.
I'm great in favor of a short meeting.
Look, let me first explain just one issue. You will recall in this meeting today we're supposed to get the reports or a briefing from the litigator on palm oil. Unfortunately, we could not get shorter, but I'm someone who always thinks that the biggest problem that we realized was that we were informed was first, they were not available, but secondly, they felt that they were not necessarily having empowered to do it. Then they released us to another alternative. So we're still working on that. We'll come back to you. Recall that the thing of the petition is about also the matter of the High Court, which is the final authority. Now, getting the matter of the High Court requires that you go through another process itself. So we're working on the process. And surely when we are able to secure and agree on a possible date, that's having gone through that exercise, we will see what to do, and we'll come back to the committee and say this is what we are suggesting, that they can be able to come and present on that issue. So that is why then we then said we will then come to the committee. The second thing that I think we must recall also, which will reflect on the minute, that we also had the presentation on the issue of the shameless. And we marry that we know all of us, which has generated a lot of interest. And what is from the chair's point of view, it's just a request that where possible, because the committee meets only once, that one will try to do everything possible to make sure that there is another process that is facilitated, so that also those that have got an interest, we can see how to manage that. It doesn't become a narrowed down to only one side. So we are also working on alternative mechanisms to accommodate those who also would want to participate in the process. So there is no stakeholders. I've made that commitment that we'll not get an audience or that we listen to. We are doing our level best and we will assure people with the implication. But quickly then, I'm sure we can then go to the agenda and look at the apologies.
Good morning, honorable members and everyone. We've got apologies from Honorable Mandela, Honorable Malema, and Honorable Ndaga. Thank you.
Okay. Those are the apologies, and I'm sure we acknowledge them. In the absence of an objection. Then, can we then go to the minutes? First, if the minutes of the 20th of August, generally the minutes that deal with the presentation that were made by stakeholders. Honorable Lauren,
do you have spare copies, Mr. Chair?
Do you want a spare copy?
Yep.
You know, when you don't have a spare copy, you must just say it by consensus. We remove the minute. So that's Page 1, what do you do with correction? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8.
Honorable Smith. Mr. Chair, sorry. Paragraph 6, is it Miss Bridget Radege or is it Miss Bridget Radege? Okay. Radege, just look at.
This is my paragraph 6.
Great one.
Okay. Correction.
Yeah, I'll check.
Okay.
On the.
Yes.
The Kimbazuo process on the day Matala was part of that meeting.
I think you look at.
So, I didn't see as to it.
You don't see a name.
Yeah.
Your name is what is. Your name is on the first page. That's why I'm on page. I'm on page 7.
Oh.
Even Honorable Smith, even Honorable Smith was taking me to page 6 without requesting a reverse.
Oh. As long as
my name will appear checked. In as much as I'm not a thing that required to be pushed to reverse, you are. Yeah, we know your name. That is not there.
It's a power of the opposition, Mr. Chair.
Okay, page 6. Page 9. Yeah, that's why I'm testing you. What are you doing? Okay. Any matter arises? Page 1. I assume, although it's not here on page 1, I assume that probably on page 2 that the secretary was making this apology, that as we agree that there will be clarity or the because we don't have to assume for honorable members that they are not here, I'm just making that assumption. Okay. Page 3.
Mr. Chair, there was an undertaking from AMCU to give us a paper on transfer pricing. I agreed to share that with you. I was just wondering whether that had come through at all.
You will recall, Honorable Rima, we said that we are going to the straight line. They said if they are required to. And secondly, had they been given enough time. So it's up to us as we come to the straight line to say we require that, or do we require a presentation on transfer pricing.
I think, Mr. Chair, we can make a better decision in that regard once we see what document they're working off.
Okay.
So possibly we could write them and just ask to see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. In this submission, I still have to also go and familiarize myself. I think some specific in their submission, there was more of a presentation on transfer pricing. I take the point that AMCU was doing, but I think in their submission, I don't want to treat that as the same. So it can't be modified by saying we give probably the committee to now open up. I mean, that's me trying to work on my mind so that we can also open that space on the side of SAMHSA and to get a specific presentation on transfer pricing. We then allow all those stakeholders that we hear to have a discussion on that night.
Yes, Chair, I'm just interested in doing some background reading to try and assess
the extent of the problem. I think once, I'm quite happy to get a presentation from Sandor or anybody else who's written on the, on the subject.
No,
how's you done that?
I'm suggesting that what you have to do as a committee is get, whether from the department, a presentation on transfer price. It can be from the department. We can also do it by asking stakeholders to do that presentation. So that we talk to it without ignoring, because in their submission, they didn't say, if I remember, they didn't say we are thinking of making a paper. They talk to, in their submission, if there is a loss that is being presented on transfer prices. That is the content. But then we go and then we will come back and say this is what. But I think for me the committee in principle agrees that there has to be a discussion on transfer pricing, whether through presentation, then we'll identify the sources that can lead the debate, the presentation on transfer pricing.
Fine,
thank you. In the absence, you didn't move this meeting. Why did I allow you to deal with matters that I didn't work out? Retrospectively, can we get a mover in the second half of the minute? No, don't say. Honorable Smith,
okay.
I want you to.
I
told you, I'm coming from Midland. I was only one man who couldn't raise his hand. So I always want people to raise their hands when they do. Second, your hand, Matthias.
Chair, I second for the adoption of the minutes of the 20th of August 2014. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the author of your hand. Why are you so shy today? Then on the next set of minutes, 27. Page 1, are you dealing with correction? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Done. Any mover? Honorable Mafana.
Thank you, Chair. And move for the of the minutes.
Any seconder? I'm going to look at you in your eyes and then say, sorry, and so I move. Any seconder?
I move for the adoptions of the minutes of the. I second for the adoptions of the minutes of the 27th of August 2014.
Good. What has arisen? Page 2. Can I do a flip on this one? Because for one presentation. Are there any matters arising on the presentation? Except one I know of. Again, it's similar. You remember, I don't understand the correct facts. There was an issue with regard with the monitoring team or committee that in the final analysis was said that we might have to get more information as to how far the department really presented. They said there is a, whether it's inter-ministerial or inter-department, but also there's one part that includes people who are not in the government that are working on that. Then when we said there must be consideration, because when this was presented, it was just to give us an understanding, put us on the same level. I'm just raising that issue to say it may not be quite soon, like next week, But I think the committee might did say that we might have to get probably use a correct word because the horses now, those are actually doing functional work. If I'm wrong, we can face. Can we work on that until we work on that committee to ask to help us? I remember one was you, Honorable, were asking about the difference between the committee and the committee and the team. Yes, so can you go and work on that thing?
Additional clarity would be much welcome, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And then also we will look at the possibility of then accommodating other stakeholders or interested parties. I want to add that probably when we deal though with the, we may not be there, but when we deal with the program of the pipeline, consideration made when I start tour on those areas. I'm just saying when we go to the pipeline, you can remind me. So that when we talk, sometimes always, my always say you talk about something and then you assume we know where the Karoo is. I'm sure the only one man who knows where the Karoo is. Always stays in Karoo. So we might have to go and see the Karoo itself. But I'm just saying, when we come to Strasbourg, there's an issue that I think was punished. Is there any other matter then on the minutes? In the absence of that, I take that as the minutes now, as we should. I'm trying to make this meeting as efficiently as possible. Now, where is my question? Let's bring education and I'm sharing. Can we then look at the honorable members? We were even here, we were suggesting a process. You'll recall that when we went to the strike plan, we said there were two areas. The first one is the parliamentary program that we said it would require to be integrated. We're suggesting now how generous we are from this table. But you take this document. In the next meeting, we'll start with it. You look at it whether it's a reflection of the deliberation that we have in this next plan. Then we will come back and look at whether there is a possibility of adopting. Let me explain why I'm saying possibility, that if we don't get this outside, because if we adopt it, it means that's what we will use. Then something comes in. We have to find a way whether we can adopt it subject in accommodation of what may come also from the overall parliamentary program. So I'm just saying that you can take that. The second thing is that we will have to go back, I'm sure the general committee members will understand. We think that there are two other areas that we will have to focus in, specifically on oversight work. That is what I talked about, the study tours in particular. I know there are costs and so forth, but the reality is that I don't know how many of us, we say that consideration should be made in relation to the issue of the shelter. We should think it can help them. That's the only thing so far that when we looked at it, amongst other things, is that it's where it is being proposed. Two, is where it is set, because everywhere you go, only the United States of America is being suggested as a model to look at. Now, it's up to you to adopt something that you see on TV when it is being played here and say, no, it's a good thing, without knowing. And you are being asked the other day, you say, no, we just moved and adopted it in committee because what was presented here was very good. I'm saying we want to work on that issue of that study. The second part is what we agreed on, is the issue of the 25th and 26th, the override in the remit, no, illegal mining, also to interact in relation to the Honorable Magagula from the High Command. You remember we said we wanted to also have a tour to to the department offices. Thirdly, we said we want to look on the issue of the acid water to the RDS. So those are the three areas. Honorable Lorimer is also trying to assist us, but we also look at formal ways when we do the talk. It's trying to help us because some of these areas is much more familiar. So I think those are the, that one is on the 25th and 26th of September. We then were suggesting that we'll be leaving on the 4th Heritage Day. Your heritage will be on the plane. Is there any other issue in relation to the statement proposal? I'm giving you time to go and look at it. Honorable Lawrence?
Mr. Chair, I don't want to load Day too much, but if we had to go and visit the department, possibly it might also be a good opportunity to go and visit the council for Jesuits.
Yes, that's what we said. That's what we said. For instance, we think we can only do two or so in a day. Fine. We will open the program, and probably we must do our level best to present it here also when we adopt the statement outcomes. Any other matter? Honorable Smith?
Mr. Chair, I've been informed yesterday that unfortunately for that whole week, attend a workshop in Pretoria for the Joint Standing Commission Intelligence, of which I know very little. So I will unfortunately be able to make those 2 days. But if it changes, I'll be there. But I just want to give indication of early notice.
But those members who may, I must say this, honorable members, those members who can't make it, please let them indicate on time so that we don't deal with cost implication issues. Please. And on that note, thank you very much. Not the cost. Oh, okay. There's an item that is not on the agenda. I'm now being reminded that you were invited on the lunch by the Chamber of Mines, and you have not responded.
Okay.
You respond to the secretary. If you responded, if you responded, take that SMS that you usually so when it says you must pay. But if you have not, if you have already paid, just ignore the SMS. So if
but you pay
something. That's not what I said. The secretary, please, those who have not responded, can they respond to her, not to the meeting? Thank you very much.
So thank you. Maybe those that didn't respond didn't get the SMS.
Okay.
I didn't even get note of the meeting. I actually discussed it with the secretary.
Not an SMS. I was making an example.
Even an email or anything.
Yeah. The point is, in this meeting, I did read the invitation and where it is taking place from what time to what time. But yes, we agree, honorable members, when you go here, you are human beings, you may forget, you still need to get a follow-up reminder. So on that note, you will still be reminded again after this meeting, as well reminded you again. Thank you very much. The meeting stands at 10 until next week. Not further than this. Next week. Thank you.
You know the copy.
Listen,
okay.